Everyone in the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wesley Duell wrote, "The greatest privilege God gives to you is the freedom to approach Him at any time." It is a beautiful day, and we rejoice in the gift of it, Heavenly Father. But even more wondrous is the gift of your presence and our freedom to call you Abba, Father. You have given us your name so we know who it is that loves us and listens to our petitions, and we are thankful for the privilege to be so honored. So we ask for your guidance this week as we have begun to look at needful things. Bless us with wisdom to know what is most helpful and needed by our people, and we will do what is required of us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 7. Senator from Cole. Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 10th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
The bill.
Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 715, introduced by Senator Kraus, an act relating to state militia.
No explanation.
Senator from Buchanan.
I'll let you number those.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 716, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would prohibit most favored nations clauses in provider contracts for medical care. The Federal Trade Commission has stated that such contracts are contrary to the public interest and they tend to raise the cost of health care because they're anti-competitive, and prohibiting them would help bring down the cost of health care. Thank you.
Senator from Saline was on his feet.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 717, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to distracted driving.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 718, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the Employment Disqualification Registry.
No.
Senator from Cole.
President, I have two bills.
Forward, sir. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 719, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the issuance of temporary voting safety identification cards to non-residents.
Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 720, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the procedure for change of venue in counties with average yearly inmate populations in excess of 1,000 inmates.
No explanation.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will be the order of business of resolutions.
Resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that Senate Resolution 1316 be brought before the body.
You heard the motion of the senator from 23rd. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now move for the adoption of Senate Resolution 1316. This is the this year's pay resolution for Senate staff. It is could be found. I filed it last week on page 156 and 157 of the journal. How it is different from last year is the redistricting staff is not on this year's resolution, as we hopefully will not need it.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, to inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
This doesn't represent a pay increase or anything.
No, no change in pay.
Okay. Something that I'm being brought up to speed, and I don't know if the appropriations chair has an understanding of what's going on, but it's my understanding that the governor is saying that he's proposing a 2% raise for state workers. But I can't follow the math because he's proposed half of the year starting 2013, and so running the back end of next fiscal year for the pay raise, and then double funding it in the following fiscal year of 2014 to get the remainder of an entire fiscal year that's in. And I don't think we've ever
looked at it. Sounds confusing.
Yeah, and I don't think we've ever funded a pay raise the way that the governor has articulated it. You may remember this. We had experience when we came in the House as legislators, and when Carl Bearden was Appropriations Chair, he came to members of the General Assembly when we moved from a monthly pay period to a biweekly pay period, and members of the General Assembly lost a pay period for us to get caught back up. I don't know if you remember that debate.
I do remember it vaguely.
Okay. What I hope is, because of the problems that we had in the implementation and crossing over of SAM 2, when we went from a monthly pay period to a bi-monthly pay period, that we are cognizant, and I have not had the opportunity to discuss this with the appropriations chair, but that we don't make this any more complicated than it can be, so that somebody can go run a campaign ad that said, I gave you a 2% pay raise, when in reality, they didn't, and they have no intention or possibility. It will be the victim of a withhold after that individual is actually elected governor. So it is disingenuous.
When is a pay raise not a pay raise?
Yeah.
When you don't actually see it
right
on your check.
Yeah, right. I mean, because let's be real. The governor has not presented a balanced budget. There's so much fictitious math in here, Al Gore would be shocked. And what I really don't want to do, and why I think this is relevant, is we're not in any way, shape, or form implementing Senate pay tied to this scam that the governor has got in his proposed budget, where he's saying, I gave a 2% pay raise, but it's going to be after the election date in the fiscal year. And everyone that's looked at this budget has to know that the governor has only proposed a budget that is good for a November election, and that come January 1, 2013, the withholds are going to come. And so I just wanted to make sure that when we vote on this, we're not adopting that type of pay plan that the governor proposed.
There's no pay increase in this resolution.
Fair enough. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Thank you. Can I inquire of the senator from the 23rd?
Does the senator yield?
I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for yielding. Just one question on this resolution. We are approving a salary range for this next fiscal year.
Let me see here. That's correct.
Okay. So anything that we're doing here is not affected by the governor's continued withhold of $400,000 from the Senate budget in the prior.
I'm not aware of that. You may want to ask the appropriations chair. I'm not certain of that. What I wanted to make sure when we brought this up in the administration committee was that there was no pay increase. There were no pay raises in the resolution.
And that's what, is this something we do every year, Senator?
Yes.
It is? Okay,
yeah.
As far as the Senate staff.
Right, we have to adopt it by resolution, their pay structure.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Mr. President,
Senator.
Could I inquire of the Senator from Boone?
Does the Senator from Boone yield? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, thank you for yielding. As I just inquired of the Senator from the 23rd, I'm just curious, anything that we do in this resolution, is it affected any way, shape, or form from the continued withhold of $400,000 that this body appropriated for this fiscal year for the Senate?
No, I mean, this would be for, I'm assuming, for 14. Is that your question?
Well, I would think that what we're doing here is approving something that would affect a future budget, but I was just curious if the continued withhold of $400,000 by this governor of money that was appropriated by this body, the General Assembly, for the Missouri Senate, if that would affect this resolution at all.
You know, I don't know, because I'm just now seeing this resolution for the first time.
Okay. Well, I'll give you time to look at it, Senator. Maybe you can let me know if it does.
Yeah, I'm assuming that, yeah. All right. Thank you, Senator.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from 23rd? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many senators as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I ask the Senate to stand at ease.
The Senate will stand at ease.
The Senate is now back in session. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk here in the Senate, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the report forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion. We have five appointees here on this list, and none of those that I am aware of are controversial or there's any contention with, but I could be wrong on that, but I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on those on one motion.
Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Wish to inquire
the senator from Franklin.
Senator, before you're recognized for that, seeing that there is no objection.
I object. I would like to inquire the senator from Franklin about one of his appointees before I consent to that motion.
All right, Senator from Franklin. A sergeant at arms, please summons the senator from Franklin. What's that? Okay. There are three senators standing. Senator from Howell, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, I request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Over on my left and your right, my daughter is up today. She's visiting the Capitol as she passes through, and with her are two friends of hers from France watching the legislative process today is Thomas Van Puveld and Matthew Carmier. They're visiting over here on the side gallery. If their body would make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from Howell here. Thank you for coming. Senator from the 8th, you have the floor.
Inquire Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I was just looking at the appointment list here and did a little quick research. And on the Missouri Housing Development Commission, currently there are six people that are appointed by the governor, no more than four of one party. Currently, who's serving on this panel, you have four Democrats. And you're nominating a individual that's an independent. I don't believe there are any Republicans on this list currently, and I can guess we can get staff to look and see if there's any Republicans on there at all. One of my concerns this year is the fact that we have a governor that may be trying to stack some of these boards and use an independent. Do you know this individual? What would you say about me potentially seeing if we could pull this guy off this list and do some further investigation is what I would like to be.
Yeah, I don't know him personally, and I know you have been pretty consistent about having, wanting to take a closer look at quote unquote independence. I don't have a good answer for you.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I object to voting on this as a slate. I would ask that the senator from Franklin's nominee be pulled from this list.
Seeing that there is an objection, we do not have unanimous consent. We will not be voting on this whole committee as a whole. Senator from Stoddard.
So, Mr. President, do you need to make the announcement that we're voting on all of them with the exception of the senator from Franklin's appointee, Stephen M. Sauter, as an independent of the member of the Missouri Housing Development Commission?
Yes, I will state that. That would be this, that the appointments would be Bradley Gregory, Melanie Ripito, Curtis Chick, not Stephen Sauter, but then would be Margaret Benz. So it would be four of those five.
Okay.
So those four would be all in one motion.
I so move.
Okay. Seeing that there is, would you ask for unanimous consent that is done in one motion?
Ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection to that, you've heard the motion from the senator from Stoddard. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise? Yes, proceed.
I was listening in my office, and I wanted to make sure we had the right motions that were going forward. It's my understanding that the senator from Stoddard made a motion of unanimous consent that was objected to. Did the senator from Stoddard then make another unanimous consent motion? Okay. I was listening, and I heard you restate a unanimous consent motion, and I just wanted to make sure that we had the correct.
Yes, that is correct. He did make another unanimous consent motion. There was no objection, so now it'll be those four names.
Thanks.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from Stoddard moves that the appointments will all be in one motion. Those names are Bradley Gregory, Melanie Ripito, Curtis Chick, and Margaret Benz. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that motion.
Mr. President, I now move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion.
Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
I withdraw my motion.
Motion is withdrawn.
Mr. President, I ask the committee report be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, to which is referred the following appointment, Stephen M. Sauter, independent, as a member of the Missouri Housing Development Commission, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate do give its advice and consent to said appointment. Respectfully, Senator, Mayor, Chairman.
Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
I request that you send back the one committee report dealing with Stephen M. Sauter on the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
That will be sent back. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Require the senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I do not sit on gubernatorial appointments. I don't want to be a wrinkle in gubernatorial appointments, but you put a list out Wednesday, I don't know, and we voted right away. And normally what happened previously is we had the hearings on Wednesday. You voted them out of committee. They were placed on our desk. And then Thursday, we always took them up. I think that's been the way it has been the last 7 years. I inquired about you. And I see that this is the last week, so you had a hearing today, and then you're going to have another hearing Wednesday, correct?
That is correct. I think that sometime during the tenure in the Senate, I think we have taken them up on other days than Thursday, I believe. Yeah, but you're right. We're getting towards the end, Senator.
Yes, I am not questioning your authority as pro tem or as the chair of that committee. I just want to kind of know how you're going to go about it this week. You might take them up the same day you vote them out of committee.
Well, actually, we've got a committee hearing scheduled for Wednesday morning, and it's my intention that we bring those appointees that have been passed out of the gubernatorial appointments committee to the floor on Thursday.
Okay. Now, the appointees that were made during the interim or at the beginning of the year, when is that deadline, just so I know? Is that Thursday?
It's my understanding it's Thursday. They have to be approved.
That is the 30 legislative days?
Correct.
Is Thursday.
They have to be confirmed by this body by Thursday.
Okay.
At the end of the day, Thursday, before the end of the day.
I just wanted some clarification on
how
it works.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 23rd, I'm sorry, Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 11th.
May I inquire the Senator from Stoddard?
Senator
from? Certainly.
Senator from Stoddard does yield. Proceed.
Senator, I was just curious. I've been in here for all the motions. You made a motion
for the list. The senator from the 8th objected to Stephen Sauter. Is that correct?
That is correct. I asked for unanimous consent to take them all up as one, and the senator from...
And the motion in front of us now is to what? Remove the name Sauter and then proceed with the other part of the list?
I think we already voted on removing him from the list.
What happens? Is the motion pending to remove him from the list and then proceed with all the others?
He is removed from the list, and that's been voted on, so he's off the list, and we have to vote for the remaining persons on the list, which is four others.
Okay, so the motion in front of the body is for the four others. I thought we'd already approved it.
Already voted on the four.
I thought we had. I just wanted to make sure. Do you have a Rubik's Cube I could borrow?
There's one somewhere around.
All right. I just want to make sure. I was trying to keep track of everything. Thank you, Senator.
No need doing things easy, you know.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will do the order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objections, announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.